Hello and welcome back to the Lawn Hustle, season number 3, episode number 31. I appreciate you listening tonight. In this episode, we want to discuss a warrior mentality. A warrior mentality refers to a mindset. A mindset that is characterized by resilience, discipline, determination, and a focus on overcoming challenges. Developing a warrior mentality involves embracing adversity as an opportunity for growth. No one enjoys the struggle. No one enjoys the worry, the frustration. No one enjoys the seasons when things just are not going right. But when you're going through those times, if you learn to embrace them as an opportunity for growth, you begin to develop this warrior mentality. It has been said, and it is true, tough times don't last. Tough people do. It's a little cliche, but there's still a lot of truth to it. It rains on the just and the unjust. Good things happen to bad people, and bad things happen to good people. I will never understand why I developed throat cancer. I don't smoke. Never have smoked, but I got throat cancer. It took half of my voice box. I was sick for 3 years. You talk about hard to embrace. That was hard to embrace. And I still struggle with it. Because there's times I think, if only I had my voice, I could do more. I could speak more. But I have had to embrace it to the point where I refuse to let cancer define me. It changed me, but it did not destroy me. And I've said that several times on several different podcasts, and I will probably say it again in the future, because that's my way of embracing the adversity and looking at it as an opportunity for growth. When I was just a little boy, I remember very vividly one night My legs were cramping and hurting so bad. My mom asked me, "What, did you fall?" "No." "Did you bump your legs on something while you were outside playing?" "No." And then my mother said, "It's probably growing pains. Because you're growing, you're going to get taller, you're going to get stronger, you're going to be a big boy." And as children, if we go through growing pains and our body begins to change and we begin to develop and we begin to grow, if it's true in the natural, it's also true in the business world. In the business world, you're going to go through growing pains. You're going to go through days when there's pain, when it hurts, when it's difficult, when the sun is not shining, when it is raining on your parade. The scripture tells us it rains on the just and the unjust alike. And it is in those seasons of pain and growth and struggle and adversity, it's in those seasons that we learn to embrace adversity so we can grow. When you are trying to develop a warrior mentality, you have to maintain a strong sense of purpose. You have to have a purpose-driven life. I know where I want to go. I know what I want to accomplish. I know the goals that I have set. And I am determined to reach my goal. When you are developing a warrior mentality, you must consistently strive to improve yourself. I've said it before, and I'll say it again here today. We would be better off not trying to improve someone else. We would be better off to improve ourselves. Be the best version of you. And to develop a warrior mentality, you must, number one, have resilience. The ability to bounce back from setbacks. Just because you set a goal doesn't mean it's going to be easy. The contrary is true. Sometimes it rains on your parade. It's not always pie in the sky. Let's just be real. There's times we hurt. There's times we struggle. There's times we want to give up. But to develop a warrior mentality, you must have resilience. You must have the ability to bounce back from setbacks. Setbacks are a setup for success. And you must be determined to move forward despite the difficulties. To develop a warrior mentality, number two, you must be disciplined. You must maintain consistent habits and routines. Every day, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to make me a cup of coffee. And I'm going to put my boots on. And I'm going to go to work. Someone asked me, what motivates you? I said, well, when I walk through my house and I know there's a mortgage payment, when I look out the window, I know there's a vehicle payment. When I pull up in the shop, I know there's a lease payment. When I start my mowers, I know there's a mower payment. When my employees clock in, I know there's a paycheck expected on Friday. These things become self-starters and motivation for me. Despite difficulties, I've got to have a habit and a routine to help support my long-term goal. Developing a warrior mentality, you must stay, number three, focused. You must have the capacity to concentrate on your objectives and the task at hand. Minimize the distractions. Stay aligned with your purpose. Whatever the distraction might be, if it's your phone, turn it off when you get home. If it's the TV, shut it off. Eliminate distractions in your life so you can stay focused on the objective. If you develop a warrior mentality, you must, number four, have courage. Courage to face your fears. Courage to face uncertainties. Even when the outcome is uncertain. Have you ever been there? Have you ever just wondered how it was going to work out? How am I going to get through this? How am I going to overcome this challenge? You're going to stand there with a backbone of steel, with your shoulders squared and your head lifted up high, knowing you have a purpose, knowing you have a goal, and you're going to be resilient, you're going to be disciplined, and you're going to stay focused, and you're going to look adversity in the eye with courage and say, I can overcome this. I can make it through. To develop a warrior mentality, you have to have some adaptability. Understand this. Strategies change. Tactics change. But your goal and what you are striving for ultimately doesn't change. Now, you might change your goal from this many yards this week to doing 50 to 75 instead of 100. That goal can change. I'm talking about the long-term goal. I want to be successful. This is what I expect of myself. This is what I expect of my business. And that's not going to change. When there's difficult times, when there's struggles, when there's breakdowns, when there's financial shortage, that's not going to detour me. I'm going to stay focused on my long-term goal and be determined, knowing and understanding I might have to adjust this strategy and I might have to adjust this daily schedule to help me reach my ultimate goal. But I'm not going to let adversity change my ultimate goal. You must be willing to, number six, improve yourself. Be dedicated to personal growth and continuous learning. There is always room for improvement. I don't care how good you are. I don't care what kind of a business mind you have or what kind of a family mind you have. There is always room for improvement. Improvement in my marriage, improvement in my family, improvement in my business, improvement in my finances. There's always room for improvement, so I should always be working on me. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. If you're going to develop a warrior mentality, you must have perseverance. Persistently. Never wavering. Never giving up. Never stopping. But pursuing your goals despite the obstacle, despite the opposition. And you have to be driven by a sense of determination. It was late in Rocky Marciano's career. The number one contender weighed more. He had a further reach. He was taller than Rocky Marciano. The anticipated night came, the bell sounded, and Rocky Marciano lost every round until the last round. The bell sounded, the last round began, the fighters come out fighting. The contender was exhausted. He dropped his guard for 1 minute, and Rocky Marciano landed one good punch. The contender went down for the count. They flooded the ring. They began to ask Rocky Marciano, "How did you do it?" He was taller. He weighed more. He was stronger. He had a further reach. Rocky Marciano said, "I was determined. Every time I got knocked down, I was going to get back up." Someone needs to hear this podcast. You're going through a struggle. Life isn't easy right now. Someone's wondering how it's all going to work out, how you're going to get through this. I just want to tell you, have the determination of Rocky Marciano. When you get knocked down, get back up and land one good punch. And you can find success for yourself, for your family, and for your business. But you've got to develop a warrior mentality. I'm going to be resilient. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to look at it with courage. I'm going to adapt my strategies and my tactics to help me reach my goal. I'm going to improve myself, and I'm going to persevere. Be determined to never give up. I hope you have found value in this podcast. When I started, I wanted to be an encouragement. And to whoever might be struggling today, be encouraged. You can make it. Thank you for listening to the Lon Hustle. Until we talk again, I hope you have a blessed week. And if you fall, get back up. Micah 7 and 8. When I fall, not if I fall, but when I fall, I shall arise. Thank you for listening. We'll talk next week.